You've been hearing about the After Dark newsletter for years. It was started by Art Bell back in 1995, and it's still going strong 13 years later. Ever wonder what's in it? Call right now to subscribe. It's $39.95 for 1 year and contains a variety of different subjects every month, just like we do here on Coast to Coast AM. Writers from all over the United States pitch in with stories about the supernatural, strange science, human oddities, plus you'll find interviews with frequent guests, my monthly column, and much more, including information about each show that ran in the past month. Give it a try by calling toll-free 1-888-727-5505. That's 1-888-727-5505. The lines are open right now, even in the middle of the night. Or sign up online at www.coasttocoastam.com. Click through the orange type to that secure server. That's coasttocoastam.com or 1-888-727-5505.
Here's what you missed on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Is this a plan to break us here in this country and make the entire planet on a more even keel?
I definitely think it is. I mean, the people that are making these moves, they give speeches on it, they teach it in school. You know, this business of redistribution of the wealth, destruction of national sovereignty, these things have been written about and talked openly about for quite a while. And that's what they're trying to create for the United States.
Now we take you back to the night of August 21st, 1995, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. This is John from Tacoma.
John?
Yes.
Hi, John.
And you started the show off today talking about that guy who deposited the non-negotiable check.
Patrick Combs, yes.
Right. I just saw on our 11 o'clock news broadcast that story, and they said that it was 33 days after he drew the money out is when the bank tried to get the money back.
I would say pretty pathetic on First Interstate's part, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I mean, what happened to the teller who deposited this check? I'll tell you, I put my own valid checks in for deposit, but forgot to sign them.
Uh-huh.
And they catch it every time.
Huh.
And wouldn't you think you'd look hard if you're a teller? I mean, how many days does a teller see a $95,000 check in an ATM period?
I would imagine not too often.
Yeah.
The other thing is, they also said that the law is on his side because the bank waited too long. They didn't catch the mistake in time.
Well, I can't stand it. Let me tell you a little secret. We just got a call from Patrick Combs, and we're going to bring him on the air here at the top of the hour.
Okay.
How's that?
That's great.
We'll find out exactly what the deal is with Patrick. I thought it was a cool story. Absolutely an excellent story. And I'm not really sure about the legal ramifications of all of this. You know, it seems like it might be his money in a way. And it seems, but it really, of course, is not his money. But then again, I bet there's going to be a lot of people that are going to run out here and duplicate this now and try and duplicate it. On the West of the Rockies line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. I'm Janae, KSRO.
Okay, you're going to have to speak up good and loud, dear. You're kind of weak.
Okay, Janae, KSRO.
Right.
Okay, I have two things I'd like to tell you. First of all, I tried to call you with the story about the check the other day, the $95,000.
Yeah.
And in our same newspaper, we had a headline that read, "Old decomposed headless body found in plastic bag.
Great.
Police suspect foul play."
Great.
They're sharp, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, what I wanted to tell you is I learned something that was so interesting today, and it's about daytime soap operas, and they're obviously named because soap manufacturers sponsor them.
Yes.
But I found out that they were begun in the 30s, late 30s, because of the Depression. FDR wanted people to have something to focus on and distract them from their troubles and help them be creative.
Do you watch soaps?
No, I don't watch daytime soaps because I said they're not reality. But now with the OJ case, I guess they're not any more outlandish than that. I mean,
I don't know whether that's a slam on the soaps or O.J. Simpson. I disagree with you anyway. O.J. Simpson is much better than the soaps. When the O.J. Simpson trial concludes and I no longer have it to look forward to, I wonder how life can even continue. Of course it will, but for me, because I'm off on those hours, it is at times very exciting. How many of you have noticed, as I said last week, it is far more interesting when they don't have a witness on the stand. Now, that may change if O.J., you know, is a witness. But right now, watching the attorneys go at each other and Judge Ito trying to control it all is downright entertaining. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Art, it's Jim calling from Houston.
Yes, hi, Jim.
I'm really looking forward to that thing next Monday night on the Encounters, the film.
Oh, yes.
I'm involved with ViewFind pretty much a lot in Houston, and if I'm going to be making some copies. If you'd like a copy of that tape, I'd be glad to send you one.
Well,
I don't know. You can try to watch it, or
come on now. Am I going to watch it?
That's a dumb question, huh?
Yeah, that's a dumb question. Yeah, I've got a satellite dish here, so I'll put it on Fox and grab it off satellite.
Good deal. Let me ask you, Art. You were talking about this UFO thing earlier. You know, you were saying how you would have to say no to believing in them. Well, let me ask you this: with all of the stuff we always see and read about and pictures and stuff, albeit a lot of it's probably, you know, not UFOs or hoaxes or whatever, do you leave open the possibility that there could be an existence of them?
Of course.
Yeah. I kind of felt that because I know in the past when you talked about it with Dreamland and all, you know, you feel pretty strong about it enough to want to have a program like that. So,
I do. You're absolutely correct. But the question was, do I believe in it, kind of like an article of faith? And the answer is no, I don't.
Yeah.
No more than I do a lot of structured religions or a lot of other things in life. Thank you. I'm going to have to run. I might as well be from Missouri, like some of you out there. I've got to be able to put my hand on it and touch it. And then I believe it. Otherwise, I have doubts. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring a replay of Coast to Coast AM from August 21st, 1995.